Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
Hear that? It's the call of the Crave. And when the Crave calls, you know what to do. Try the $5 bacon bundle, because the only thing better than a White Castle slider is a White Castle slider topped with crispy hickory smoked bacon. So pick any two of either the bacon cheese slider, 1921 bacon cheese slider, or chicken bacon ranch slider, and also get a small fry for just $5 with the $5 bacon bundle. White Castle. Follow your Crave.
Hey, girl. Hey. This episode is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Please remember, you can go on over there right now and watch thousands of your favorite shows like Downton Abbey, The Vampire Diaries, Gossip Girl, The Game, and Modern Family. Go over to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, sign up for your free trial right now, and enjoy yourself.
That's HuluPlus.com/TheRead to get that special deal offered just to our listeners. Now, let's get the show started. Yes, bitch, you better give us a song.
You know, it kind of broke up on the end there. It crumbled.
It's fine.
But it's fine, yes. Hey, girl.
Hey, boy.
My name is Tonio Banderas.
My name's Chrissy Teigen.
And this is The Read.
Back again.
How was your week?
Pretty good. So this week I celebrated my 1-year anniversary of moving to New York City.
Yes, you did. Woo! Congratulations!
Yes. Confetti and bitches rained down from everywhere. And I celebrated my 1-year anniversary of living in this giant city that I love to hate and hate to love. New York is just a part of my heart now, and I can't imagine being anywhere else. But it was a long road. It was hard. So I'm just glad I made it.
I had a piss poor attitude that day.
You did. All day long.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Well.
But I was sincere in what I said about, you know, me being very happy and proud that you kind of came to this city and are happy and successful.
Thanks,
so
though.
Congratulations on a year.
How was your week? Pretty good?
I guess, girl, I could complain, but I won't.
All
That's
right.
my mantra now.
Well, look at God.
Because I'm so blessed. I have a roof over my head. I have food. I have money. I have, you know, all of these works and jobs that are making me money, and they're things I love to do. And so I won't complain about all of the fuck shit.
All of that is a blessing.
But I could if I wanted to.
You could, but thank God you aren't.
Okay. Let's dive right on in.
All right. What's going on this week?
First thing, I have to give you girls a Miguel update.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not going anywhere.
What happened to her?
So, Hitmonlee or Pidgeotto, whatever, Miguel, she...
It's too early for this shit. Like, it really is.
She, well, okay, so there was this talk that the producers of the Billboard Awards warned Miguel not to jump over that pit
I saw
before
that.
The show. And he just decided that he was going to feel his clit and he was just going to go for it anywhere. And look where that got him.
He said, fuck your advice. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do. And now look.
Because he thinks he's a grown woman.
Well.
But listen, Miguel's rep is saying that it's not true and that whole thing was made up. But like there's some story on TMZ and they say that the producers talked to him before the rehearsal and told him, don't try that shit, bitch. We're not, you know, about to be here putting our necks out for you and you about to do some dumb shit. But he and his people are saying that that's not true. And that, in fact, the people at Billboard told him that when he did it to make sure the cameras caught it. I don't believe that.
What?
Because how would, like, what is that to say to an artist? Like, make sure the cameras see it. Like, what was he, what
right.
did, he was going to go invisible?
How is the artist in charge of what the cameras do anyway? Isn't
right.
that production? Like,
exactly. That like, it's their job to catch everything that you do on this stage.
There are so many cameras. What do you mean, make sure a camera catches you? Girl, you don't have to make up a lot. You do not have to
right.
lie.
Right. If your bunion it. Popped on that stage, they would have caught it. It really didn't.
You, somebody told you not to do it. You decided to do
it
anyway.
You did it anyway.
You knocked this girl in the back of her head, and now she may or may not have brain damage and
exactly.
may or may not be suing you. Congratulations. I hope it was worth it. I get the feeling it was not.
I get the feeling that it was not.
Oh,
also.
Miguel. Oh.
So now, Kiati, whatever, Kiati Shaw.
Yeah.
The young lady who now they're saying could have neurological damage.
About to get cheese on her burger.
for the rest of her life.
Like,
she's getting cheese. Her husband's getting cheese on the burger.
Like, what
all her kids
thinking?
Are getting bacon and cheese. Like, and special sauce.
I really
sauce.
Can't deal with you.
Work, Kiadi. So, I mean.
Girl, I guess. I mean, I guess I feel like, you know, the same thing we said last week. This is all your fault. Just don't even, I wouldn't even fight her.
Give her what she wants.
Whatever. Like, work it out with the lawyers. Don't let this go to court. Don't let this drag out. Just give her her money and try to move on with your life. I mean, it was a mistake. We all make them. It's now time for you to acknowledge it and move on.
It's a pretty big mistake.
I mean, it was, but.
That girl could wake up every day and think it's June 32nd for the rest of her life.
I mean, but what can you do? You can't just sit there and like live in your mistake, or else you'll drive yourself crazy.
No, I'm just saying, it's not like, to me, it's not an everybody makes mistakes situation.
Oh, it's not. It's not like, oh, well, we all do this.
Right. Like, no. I mean, we all do make mistakes, but girl, if they told you not to jump over there, I mean, why
and
would you
did
even,
it anyway.
Like, whatever. God bless you, Miguel.
Good luck, Miguel.
I hope that Beyonce puts whatever song you wrote for her on her next album, girl, because you're going to need every royalty check because they belong to Kiadi.
What happened to that song with Mariah Carey? That beautiful, that hashtag beautiful song.
Oh, that's doing really well.
Is it?
I think so.
I still haven't heard it.
Her people said that it's number one in like 30 different countries.
Except America.
Except this one.
I'm mad that it's called hashtag beautiful.
Doesn't that piss you off?
I just can't get with the use of hashtags unless they're on like a site that lets you track
right.
hashtags.
Even when a show
Twitter
is coming on.
Or Instagram, I think Tumblr maybe.
Right.
And that's it, girl. Facebook doesn't let you track fucking hashtags.
Neither regular, does iTunes.
Regular websites. Like, what are you doing? I just hate it. Ugh. It
why couldn't it just be called beautiful?
Can you imagine? If somebody sent me a hashtag in my text messages, I'm pretty sure I would block that person. Like,
For the rest.
Yes. For the rest of my life. Ugh. But anyway, I don't know. Good luck, Miguel.
Yeah.
Girl. Whatever, girl.
So let's talk about, I wanted to save this for the last because it's so good, but we have something special in the end.
Oh.
So, well,
surprise.
Not really. It's not that. Listen, Drea.
Not that big of a surprise. Oh, do we?
So look.
Worst mother ever. Maybe this, not. She might not be.
Yeah, she's might not be.
Let me not give her too much.
I mean,
but
she's
girl.
Not Precious Mama.
Right,
actually, no. Precious Mama was there for her. I mean, they lived in the same house together. Listen,
let's
before
talk about Drea.
So Drea, for whatever reason, was asked to appear on 106 in Park.
For what? What does she have going on?
I wish I could tell
you. I thought her show was canceled.
It was. And she's out here hawking beanies that say fine ass girl talking about, oh, all my fags.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
she
that?
She posted about that on her site. And I was just like, girl, this.
Like, what, miss?
It would be one thing if you were actually calling it fine ass girls, but then to put fag, like to use the acronym, I just think it's so gross. And girl, whatever. Fine ass girls is a stupid name for a clothing brand anyway.
Hello? It's almost as bad as The Kill.
It is almost as bad as The Kill.
Anyway. She was asked to be on 106 in Park, and the people at 106 in Park, BT, they tweeted and said something like, if you have a question for Drea, tweet, ask Drea, and we'll read them on air.
Now, I...
Hashtag ask Drea.
Hashtag ask Drea. I really believe...
BT set her up.
BT knew exactly what they were doing.
I think the same thing.
I feel like I could have, like, it just could not have been funnier. And I'm certain they had, like, a list of pre-written, safe questions to ask Drea.
You want to, but also, look, this is what they tweeted verbatim. I'm going to skip right up ahead to where it says, it says Drea Michelle is coming to 106 and she's going in the hot seat. Send us some tough questions. Tags, ask Drea, and we'll read them on air.
BT knew what they were doing.
Exactly what the fuck they were doing. Because in all honesty, bitch, what the fuck are you asking Drea?
I bet their ratings are through the roof yesterday on 106 in Park.
People,
because Ask Drea was trending for like hours, girl. And people went the fuck in.
BT tweeted this at 2:06 in the afternoon. When I came home from the club last night, they were still dragging her. Bitch, like, they went off
no, ma'am.
The whole day. What the fuck did you think they were going to ask this woman?
Right. What hard questions are there for Drea? Like, what was your SAT score? Nobody's asking Drea that. You know, who's your biggest inspiration in life? Obviously, it's whatever stripper molded you into who you are now. One's asking you those questions. The questions you want to ask Drea are all rude as fuck and all have to do with her lack of parenting skills.
So before we get deeper into why this is absolute comedy gold and really sad at the same time, for those of you who do not know about Drea Michelle, she's this yetch from California. Well, I think she's from Philly. She lives in California now, and she has lived there for years. Mm-hmm. She appeared on this show called Basketball Wives LA, which lasted 2 seasons before people realized how fucking stupid it was.
Yeah.
And then she also, like, used to fuck Chris Brown or whatever fucking other rapper and athlete lives out in LA. But before anybody knew who she was, a story popped up online, and it was about her and her 7-year-old child and her basically abandoning this baby.
Yeah.
She has a, well, I don't know how old the son is now, but at the time he was 7 years old and went home.
I think that was in 2005.
It's pretty old. Yeah. I'm not really sure, but
so I think her son by now is a teenager.
Maybe. So Anyway, when this story broke, there basically what happened is that the son would, when he got off school, the bus would drop him off and he would have to stand in front of this gate by the parking garage and wait for someone to either come in or out just so he could get to the apartment, which nobody was in.
Right.
And then he would have to go in there and his mama, Miss Drea, would leave him frozen dinners for him to put on the microwave. Mind you, he had to climb on the counter to get to the microwave.
Oh, God.
And finally, one day, I guess he called his mama like 20 times, is what the court records say, and could not get through to her. So he called 911. Police came over there, found him in the house by himself. Her drawers were scattered all over the apartment. Dogs were in cages. Dog shit, dog piss was all over the place. And this little boy was climbing up to the microwave to try and get him something to eat. Wow. And so they arrested her for that.
Of course.
Anyway, this is all before anybody even knew who the fuck Drea Michelle was. So the whole world knows this. When they asked the bitch, asked Drea last night. Can I just share with you some of my favorites?
Please do. Please do. I want you to.
One person asked, so Drea, what does it feel like to be a typical black father?
That is so, you know what? Okay.
One person said, on a scale of Ray Charles to Helen Keller, how often do you see your son? One person said, if you had to save your son or a bottle of Ciroc, what type of Ciroc would you most likely save? Bitch, when I tell you, they asked him how many Dragon Balls your son got to get to wish for you to come home. They asked her how... They asked her, how much do you charge for your son to come to parties? They asked her, like, what else? They
Somebody said, if I threw a bunch of 20s in the air and your son at the same time, which one would you catch?
Someone told this bitch. They asked her, does your son say grace before he eats his fingernails?
Oh my God, that shit is so funny.
Like, they said that the bitch raises her baby on Vine. Like, they dragged her.
It was so funny. Listen. It was mean, but it was hilarious.
The only reason that I will say that it was fucked up is because there is a little innocent child. Well, he might be a teen at this point again, but there is a child in this mix who has done nothing to anybody, who's completely innocent and has to go through this fuck shit.
Right.
On the other hand, I don't feel bad for this bitch at all.
Not in the least.
Because if you, first of all, I don't give a fuck how she tries to say that story wasn't true. Your child called the police, girl. So you're calling your son a liar. You're calling the police liars. You're calling all the investigators liars. You're calling the judge liar. Like, everybody outside of the entertainment industry and the media.
Everybody in the story is a liar. Okay.
Is lying. All right. You're the one who knows what's going on.
That's fine. And I mean, I don't know what happened. Obviously, I wasn't there with your son. Otherwise, I would have heated up his dinner for him since you were unable to do it.
Right.
But the fact is that Drea got on Twitter and was like, whatever, my haters are my motivators, every other bird bitch has saying, and I'm moving my mom and my son out here.
In 6 days. Bitch, you have lived in California for years. You have been doing the Miguel drop on Celebrity Dick for years. You were on 2 seasons of a VH1 reality show that was giving you checks. You were booked for all of these parties showing your inner and outer labia.
Right.
And you have this whack ass, fly ass fucking clothing line that I'm sure basic ass hoes like yourself are paying money for.
Right.
So you should have been able to move these people out to California ages
ago. A long time ago.
I'm not going to count your money for you, sis, but I know, every single time somebody would say something slick about her on Twitter, she always comes back and says, you're a hating ass bitch and I got
money. She's always like, you go to the club to have fun, I go to the club and make money. So you're at work all day like a little bitch and I'm asleep and then I get up and shop because I'm a bad bitch.
Haters is my motivator. I'm chasing paper. I got this money. And she puts a little dollar sign emojis and shit behind it.
Oh, girl, shut up.
Bitch, if you were making all this money, though, why is your jit at home in Philly eating Kid Cuisines on the floor next to dog piss,
bitch? Explain that to me. Why is your child clear across the country with your mama if you making all this money? I don't get it. And now it's okay? Like, now it's a priority for you to bring his ass out here with you?
All of
a sudden? Don't you think that nigga want to stay with his friend? He's probably a freshman in high school now or something like that. Don't you think he want to stay with his fucking friends? Fly out to California and live with his bird-ass, hoe-ass mama? Right. Showing her pussy on TV and shit? I would be embarrassed as hell. And I feel sorry for all the children of what I like to call Instagram models. It's not fair. To your kids, that you are out here, like, you don't think about how this shit affects your children. You busting your pussy wide open on Vine, and your baby has to go to school the next day. And trust me, kids are on these same sites that y'all are on.
Thank you. And if they're not, their friends are.
Even if Drea's son is not on Twitter, I guarantee you, Drea's son knows what happened on Twitter yesterday. And Drea's son has seen what people say about his mama. He's seen what his mama does for people to say that stuff about her.
Did you see the costume that she had on Halloween last year?
No, I did not.
She was dressed like a sexy bride, and she had like these stockings that came up and like this white lingerie, and she was literally in the club with her knees at her ears on Instagram.
Like, girl, you have a child. And I'm not saying, obviously, Drea has a very banging body, and you can wear whatever you want to.
Oh, yeah, I'll say that. Drea's gorgeous.
I can't give Drea nothing else. Like, I can literally not give her
nothing
not
else.
A single other compliment, but girl, you're pretty and your body is everything. However, you have a baby, and not just a baby, but a grown ass teenager for a son. How about you conduct yourself accordingly? And I'm not the type to tell women that they should or shouldn't do certain things, but just think about what you're putting on the internet and how that affects your children. Like, how can you not? I know this is kind of like a new thing where parents have to learn how to adjust their behavior for the internet, especially bird ass, trash ass parents. But please just consider what you're putting your baby through when you bust your vagina wide open for Instagram and Twitter and retweets and whatever the fuck else. Like, girl, is it worth it?
I don't feel bad for you, bitch, because you made this child, but you don't make time. If you can make, and this goes for men, women,
everybody.
I'm not here for deadbeat moms. I'm not here for deadbeat dads. If you can make a child, bitch, you can make time for child. And if you can't, bitch, you better learn to make the child. Then you gotta make the time.
Absolutely.
And you gotta make that money. For 18 years, your sole responsibility in life is to make sure that that child has everything that they need.
And some states, 21.
And some states, 21, like this one.
The state of New York. So if I were, first of all, be careful about who you're having children with. We all know how to prevent pregnancy. If you don't, please send me an email and I will direct you to some YouTube videos that can help you out. We all know how to prevent pregnancy. Have a baby when you're ready. And please, for the love of God, if you know you have a child out there, at least try to be shit.
Like,
just put forth an effort to be a good parent. Like, goddamn. And the thing is that kids do not ask you to be perfect. Kids don't even ask you to be great. Kids just ask you to give a fuck and to try. Like, kids are not asking a lot of their parents. Kids want their mothers and fathers to be there and to give a fuck. Like, it's so easy. You niggas make it so hard.
Woo. Anyway, God bless that child. I hope he has all the snacks and happiness and gets a great
poor
education
thing.
And grows up.
Oh, but his mama moving him to California.
Man.
Yay.
Yeah, and six, girl, piss off. Fuck her.
Great.
Kim Zolciak is pregnant again, speaking of children.
Gross.
Right. I don't even know how to follow that up. But
like, I mean, congratulations or whatever. A new life is in the world or whatever. But whatever, Kim Zolciak.
Like, will she even have to push?
I just feel like you're having so many children. Like, she had the two badass ones that was on Real Housewives of Atlanta with her, whatever their names are, the old ones.
I don't remember.
And now she has these new ones with her husband. And the oldest
ones. But they are literally like two, one and a half, and now she's pregnant again.
I don't even think one and a half.
No, because
I think he's 9 months.
Yeah, he's 9 months.
Girl, so, Croy Jr. is two. Cash is.
No, KJ is two.
KJ's two.
And Cash is 9 months.
Cash is 9 months. Yeah, that's what I said.
So,
and then whoever this is incubating now is coming.
I said it's baby.
So they'll be about so the two youngest will be about a year and a half apart when she has this new one. Okay, girl, whatever.
She needs to email you about preventing pregnancy.
Kim, do you know you don't have to get pregnant every time?
You don't have to do it.
You don't have to get pregnant like every time you and your husband have sex. And do you know, like, you don't have to use condoms either. There's other forms of birth control out there. And if you take them correctly, they're effective like 98% of the time. So, I mean, but whatever, girl. Maybe you want all these kids.
I don't get it. I just feel like, girl,
vagina's a clown car.
Maybe she always wanted a whole bunch of kids and she never got the chance to. So now that she's with this
man. What do you mean she never got the chance to?
I mean, she didn't feel like, you know, she was in the right. Because Kim seems to me like an older Drea.
Yeah, I could see that.
So maybe she was just like, oh, well, you know, I'm out here chasing dicks and trying to get this money and be like this lavish woman. And then she got with another man and had a baby and was like, you know what? I like this. Yeah. I want seven more.
This is fun. Okay, well, congratulations. Have fun.
I don't know.
Whatever, girl.
I mean, Kylie is all the birth control I need.
Okay. Like, these kids, my nephew's more than enough, and we're not even in the same state. That's, I don't know what possesses y'all to keep having child after child, but, you know, more power to you. That's not the life of me.
None for me.
Go right ahead.
Speaking of pregnant Kims, Kardashian's having a girl.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why everybody thought that was such sickening news, because
I've been knowing that.
Yeah, I feel like that came out already, but
yeah.
I mean, regardless of the gender of this child, Blue Ivy has already blocked him or her on.
Yeah.
Well, her.
On from life.
From life.
So, whatever.
Not just Twitter, not just Instagram, not just Facebook. Blue Ivy has blocked her from life.
This poor little mixed girl growing inside of Kim Kardashian.
There's probably like a mystical barrier that floats around Tribeca. Where that child just won't be able to get through it.
I wish fetuses could write, because I just want this child to put out a book, like, the day it's born. I just want to know what it was like being inside of Kim Kardashian for that many months, and what all it heard, and what all it experienced, because I just feel like that child already has a lot to say.
It probably sounds like World War Z in there.
God, what the hell is World War Z?
Google it, girl. This movie coming out.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. Whatever.
But did you see the photos of the baby shower?
I saw one.
Listen, I was on MissGia.com. She had all the pictures from the garden party.
Yeah.
All these celebrities were there. This fancy bullshit. Rachel Roy, Kelly Osbourne, like all of her sisters, Mel B, and NeNe Leakes.
So far, I'm not impressed by this guest list.
Like, I don't.
Were there any real celebrities there?
Nicole Richie was there.
Oh, okay. I like her.
Which was kind of surprising to me. I didn't know that they still fucked with each other like that.
Yeah, I think so. I know they all used to be like BFFs.
I live for Nicole Richie. Anyway.
She had a baby and got her shit together. Remember when she was like anorexic and didn't give a fuck about nothing?
And she was on The Simple Life just completely embarrassing.
Just being ridiculous. I loved The Simple Life, though.
Everything.
It was everything. But
you see
anyway.
How we just drift off from Kim Kardashian?
Okay, right. Like,
nobody cares.
We just start talking and then it's, but right.
Anyway,
the point
of the garden party was that everybody was following this fucking baby shower theme, which was garden chic in terms of the dress code or whatever.
Okay.
Everyone except Kanye West.
Oh my God. Yes, I saw that picture of Kanye.
This nigga had on like a smoke gun gray hoodie.
That nigga showed up to his own baby shower looking like a sniper.
They got what? They have no pictures of him, like no good pictures, because he was hiding in his hoodie the entire time. He looked like Hexus from Fern Gully.
Oh my God.
Remember the smoke fog monster from her Fern Gully? He looked like Hexus and everybody else looked like a wooden fairy.
Kanye, so listen, I know maybe you're not that psyched about it, but having a baby is supposed to be a joyous, miraculous event. And usually at the baby shower, people tend to keep away from colors that look more appropriate for a funeral. And it's California. And it's June, and you're wearing a hoodie, girl. Like, for what?
He's such a dramatic.
They're both just so extra. And I don't know if, like, I'm reading too much into it, but it's like every time I see a picture of them, they each look individually miserable as fuck.
Yes. Like, especially Kanye.
They both look like this was a mistake.
But you know what? I don't even think that Kanye's problem is with this baby or with Kim. I legitimately feel like he feels a way, or he's in a place in his life right now where he just feels a way about like the media and attention.
Yeah.
I don't think it has anything to do with Kim. I do think that he really does love her and he's excited about this baby. I think that he's just not thrilled about all of the media attention around it.
Well, what did you think was going to happen when you fucked a Kardashian?
What did you think was going to happen?
I mean, yeah, you were famous before and paparazzi were around before, but Kim, if Kim's not in the tabloids, Kim doesn't have a job. Her job is to be famous. So yes, the paparazzi are going to be around. How did you not pick up on this before you decided to fuck her? I don't know.
If Kim Kardashian had a piece of toilet paper stuck on her stiletto, it would be on all the blogs, on the cover of all of the tabloids. So you thought what? You were going to bust a nut in this woman and she was going to have your baby and it was going to be like, oh, respect her privacy.
You thought, right. You thought the paparazzi were going to leave you alone just because Kim Kardashian was pregnant? Are you kidding? I don't know what photos of a pregnant Kim Kardashian cost these days, but I'm sure they're not cheap.
I'm sure TMZ has like a sub office in the Kardashian house.
Right.
Like they probably have like their own little space in the basement or something.
Or maybe he thought he could take it and now he's realizing that he can't and it was too much. But I don't know what you can do. I mean, she wasn't going to give up her career for Chris Humphrey's whole ass. So I doubt she's going to give up quote unquote career for you. I don't know. But I mean,
his album comes out in 2 weeks.
Right.
He has not promoted it.
You're going to be...
No single out.
I was going to say, like, he just...
There's no video. Hmm. He did, like, one performance.
Oh, yeah, on SNL.
It doesn't even have a cover.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Kanye. I feel like I've been kind of hard on him, and I do still want to hear his new music, but...
Yeah, I do, too.
I don't know what you thought was going to happen getting yourself into some Kardashian bullshit. Like, for
if
what?
This album is trash. They're going to go off.
They are going to drag the fuck out of Kim.
Yes.
Everybody is going to blame Kim Kardashian if this album sucks.
Because remember when 808s and Heartbreak came? No. When...
Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy?
Yes. And everybody was referencing everything about Amber.
Yep. Everything.
I mean, thankfully the album was good. But, like, it wasn't his best. Not in my opinion.
No, it wasn't his best. It was good, though.
It was good. But every song, everything, they were just like, oh, that's the shit that happened after.
The thing about Kanye albums is that most of them, in my opinion anyway, are very good. And then one or two are just, like, stellar.
Right.
And so it's hard to measure Kanye against Kanye because it's like measuring great against great. Like,
right.
So I feel like, you know, he's kind of set the bar too high for himself and it's going to be hard for him to top himself. But child, let this shit flop. Let this shit suck. And I guarantee you Kim Kardashian's Instagram comments are going to be on fire for at least 3 months.
More than that. They're probably going to drag her on every single comment ever until Kanye puts
out a good album. I'm sure they will. Oh, well.
There you go.
This is what happens.
So, our last story is actually kind of sad.
Oh, no.
And it's about Paris Jackson.
Oh.
And how she was rushed to the hospital earlier.
Yeah.
Because she allegedly attempted suicide.
Yikes.
So, what happened, or what I read anyway, was that she was on a suicide hotline.
Yeah.
And the person that she was speaking to was so freaked out that they called 911.
Damn. Did she say this is Paris Jackson or?
I'm not sure. I didn't see that. Hmm. But they said that she left a suicide note and she cut her arm up with a meat cleaver.
Jesus.
And she also, allegedly took a number of, like a lot of Motrin.
She was very serious about this.
Yeah, like she really wanted to die apparently. And I'm reading it's because it has a lot to do with her dad's death and she's just been really depressed lately.
I could see that.
So, I mean, I read some stupid shit somewhere that said it had something to do with her not getting to go to a Marilyn Manson concert.
Yeah, I read that too. And I think, no, girl. Like, if that's the case, then I think there was a whole lot leading up to that. And then being told, no, you can't go to this concert was like the straw that broke the camel's back. But I highly doubt Paris Jackson was just walking around as a normal functioning teenager. And then somebody said, no, you can't go to this concert. And she was like, oh, fuck you guys. I'm going to cut myself up. Like, that's not how life works.
At all.
Poor thing. So, I feel for her because I know it can't be hard to lose like the parent you were closest to and the one that you just like depended on and just thought, you know, hung the moon. So I feel bad for Paris. And she is surrounded by fuckboys and idiots like everywhere. Her family's a fucking mess.
A mess.
The media is crazy. I don't even want to know what like her Twitter comments and emails and Facebook and stuff like that look like. So I'm sure it's just a lot of stress and not a normal situation for a kid to be in. I feel for her.
But then she got a whole bunch of stitches and they said now she is medically, well, that she's getting the proper medical attention. Right. and that she's physically fine.
Is she still in Miss Catherine's house, or shouldn't she go stay with Tito or somebody?
She needs to stay with whoever the fuck makes her happy.
Right.
All them kids do.
Is it Auntie Janet? Who is it?
You know, Paris does not see it for Janet.
Oh, real? Oh, that's right. I forgot. Oh, yeah, because they had that whole Twitter fight.
Mm-hmm.
Woo, what a family. I don't know, girl. I don't know.
God bless her.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It just seems like a mess.
So I want to dedicate this to you.
To me?
I heard.
Oh, my God.
A word.
You know what?
Saying, girl,
you'll be fine.
I heard. A word saying, girl, you'll be all right. That's my little dedication to.
It was beautiful.
And it was incorrect lyrically.
It was. Bad. Oh, well, sorry, Paris. I hope you feel better soon and get the help you need.
Alrighty. So
let's move right on.
Okay. Hey, brothers and sisters. It is so hard to catch your favorite shows when it comes on TV. You know, we know, girl. We're all about Scandal. So, don't make it hard for yourself. Go over to Hulu Plus right now for a free trial and watch the whole season of your favorite shows the day after they air.
Watch a ton of other shows too, like Revenge, New Girl, The Mindy Project, Grey's Anatomy, and countless more. Hulu Plus can be streamed on your phone, computer, or your connected TV, and it's only $7.99 a month. The great part is that you can get started for free at HuluPlus.com/TheRead. It's a special deal just for our listeners, and it's a great way to support our show.
Don't make your TV life complicated. Watch your show when you want to watch your show. Go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead. It's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. And you can get started right now with this extended free try. Try it. We know you're going to love it.
We have Hulu Plus and we love it.
It's sickening.
It is everything, girl.
So let's get back to the show.
Ta-da.
Listener letters.
The best. So we have a couple of updates again this week. Oh my God, funniest thing ever. This is not an update. Somebody emailed us and asked if we write the show. And if so, they're interested in being a contributor and writing on the show.
Wait, like, do we write what we're going to say?
Yeah. The fact that y'all think we write this shit.
I don't understand the question.
Absolutely not. Like, they're asking, do we write the show? Like, do we write out what we're going to say to
like
each other?
Like, word for word?
Yeah. Like, is the show written?
No, girl.
No, sweetie. It is not. If it were, it might be better.
Right.
It's literally just us in a studio. Sorry.
We talk over each other all the time.
Like, constantly.
So, okay.
Anyway, no, the show is not written. Remember the girl a while back who had like a freeloading auntie and nephew and they were staying with her?
Yes.
So she wrote and said, I just wanted to let you guys know that since I last wrote to you, a lot has changed. My cousin and my aunt are both gone. As a matter of fact, I've moved since then. I semi-took your advice and had a talk with my aunt, and a few days later I came home to find that she up and left town and left me with all of her stuff. My younger cousin is now living with his basketball coach so that he can continue going to school, which is not ideal, but it kind of works. I'm happy to have my space back. However, I'm really sad about what's going on with them. I wish I could do something to help them out, but I don't want to be back in the same place again.
Girl.
But the point is that, girl, they're not in your house.
Yeah, they're not in your motherfucking
so,
house
no more. So, amen.
And that is something that your aunt needs to be dealing with.
Yeah. You just walk around in your drawers in celebration.
All the fuck you want. Let that coochie
you're
breathe.
Home alone again. Amen. Remember the girl who got pregnant by the CEO boyfriend and then he was getting married and told her to get the abortion? So she wrote in and said, since listening to your episode, I've decided to keep my baby, and I told my ex about the decision. He offered me money to keep quiet, but I consulted with an attorney, and she said I have a great case against him. Needless to say, I still have my job, but I also got a raise and a child support check coming.
Damn, Skippy.
Work.
I love it.
We're changing lives.
Listen, this is why we're here.
This shit is everything.
All right, what's next?
All right, so now we actually have questions.
Okay.
And the first one's not a real, I'm not going to count it as a real question. It's kind of like a fun thing from Angel. And she said, where did the name Kid Fury come from?
I get asked this question a lot.
I actually don't know the answer to this.
So it's kind of deep, like fake deep. Okay. The thing is that like, okay, when I was a child, like when I was very young, I had all of this energy and I was just very like extra, like I always wanted to take, I was my father's, I was like the first child of my
right
mom. So he always took pictures of me, and I was just a complete ham. I was full of like life and personality. And as I started to grow, probably until like, I don't know, 11, when I was like first starting middle school and I got picked on a lot more, especially about my sexuality. Then I kind of became very introverted. I didn't go out with friends. I just kind of stuck to myself.
Yeah.
And so as I grew older and I got like my, I don't give a fuck how you feel and I'll bust your teeth in
That's
kind of around the same time that I started blogging. And so I named myself Kid Fury because I felt like the child in me came back.
You're right. That was very deep.
That actually, that whole story is not true.
You son of a bitch.
No, I mean, the story itself is true, but that's not why I named myself.
Okay, so what the hell does Kid Fury mean then?
I just couldn't really think of a name, and I named my blog The Fury, and so I called myself Kid Fury, but I thought that story fits so perfectly, so I just tell that.
Girl.
I really was like, I mean, the whole story about my life and being picked on and all that stuff is true, but that's not why I named myself that.
Girl. Okay.
But I'm going to say that that's why I named myself that, because I like that story.
Well, whatever you say. I'm kind of mad at you for gassing us up and then being like, oh, no.
I mean, the story's true.
Whatever. Let's move on to another question. Thanks, Angel, for asking, because I didn't know the answer to that. This one comes from Layla. And she said, so I watched Think Like a Man a while ago. And ever
I don't know why. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And ever since, I've been using the 90-day rule. My friends think it's crazy, but I love it. What do you guys think of the 90-day rule?
What the fuck is the 90-day rule?
If you don't know what the 90-day rule is, that is the idea that a person, usually a woman, should withhold sex from a new boyfriend or partner or whatever for the first 90 days to make sure that he's actually somebody that you want to give your vagina to or temporarily loan your vagina to.
So basically the question is, do we believe in...
Do you believe in the
90... For 3 months?
Right. How do you feel about the 90-day rule?
I respect it.
Yeah.
I don't know that I would practice it.
You don't?
3 months is a long ass time.
You think so? I don't. You know what lasts a long time? Herpes.
Yeah, herpes lasts forever.
Herpes lasts a lot longer than 90 days.
So does HPV.
I don't know. The my thing about the 90-day rule is that...
The syphilis goes away. HIV don't.
Come on. The my thing about the 90-day rule is that I think it's great for people, especially young women, to not have sex, honestly, because I look at what some of you tweet and what you blog and what you Instagram, and I just feel like all of you need to stop fucking. But 90 days is a really arbitrary number to just throw out there and be like, yeah, girl, no vagina for you for 90 days.
Didn't Steve Harvey write that book, which was then?
He did. And the book was terrible, but the movie adaptation was not that bad.
I haven't watched it.
It was, I actually liked the movie much better than the book, which is very different for me. But
Carrie Hilson's in it.
And I was disgusted. And I booed when her ass was on screen, but she's not on screen for very long. So I think maybe it doesn't have to be the 90-day rule, but just the until I feel like I can trust you rule. I do feel like too many people have sex too soon in relationships or dating, and then they wonder why shit doesn't work out. I'm not saying it would work out if you waited to have sex, but at least now you don't have to move on and be like, damn, another one. Like,
I agree with that.
And then what if you get pregnant, or what if you get like an STD? Now it's like this person that you've known for 3 weeks and you're having his baby. Like, how is that fun?
I agree with
so
that.
I'm not against the 90-day rule. I just feel like, you know,
it should, instead of being like 90 days, it should, like you said, I think be when you are comfortable and you trust that person and, you know, all right. of that, then go for it.
Right. When you feel ready and you feel good about it. And if, and you know what? If you know that you're the type who's hot in the ass and maybe you need 90 days, like you need a barometer like 90 days to tell you.
I think 50 days is the minimum.
At the minimum. Really? Why?
I don't know. Because 50 days is what? Like a month and a half?
It may be. Like it's running up on 2 months.
Right. So I feel like that's not very long. And if you're just like, if you just started dating that person.
Right.
Like, I think it's definitely more. I think the reason that I feel that way about, I guess, that rule for women. Is because there are so many fuck niggas out here.
That's true. There are so many.
Like, with gays, especially black gays, like, there's so many hoes that it almost doesn't even matter.
Oh, my God.
With gays, it's just like, girl, everybody's fucking.
Right.
So it's just like, it's almost like...
Like, nobody's ever waiting 90 days.
That is... No, I mean, I'm not saying that you shouldn't. Girl, if you're gay, you should wait a year, bitch.
I feel like with lesbians... Like, I feel like we could wait forever if we had to. Like, if it was just like, oh, girl, I could wait. I could date you for 6 months and not sleep with you and be perfectly fine with it.
Right.
I could, anyway. But I'm not a very sexual person. And in fact, I'm almost borderline disgusted by human sexuality. So I understand that I'm the exception and not the rule. But
you feel that way if Brittany Griner walked in the
That's room. Totally different. Brittany Griner is meant to be mine and we will be together. So...
Okay.
That, first of all, don't bring up my studs, bin.
Listen, and bitch, what?
And secondly,
you just
bitch,
to be like,
we love each other.
Jesus, okay.
I mean, don't just be throwing my boo name up out there. Like, come on now, that's my boo. But anyway, I feel like most lesbians could wait an eternity and it just really wouldn't be that big of a deal. But I don't know, for straight people and for gays, I'm just like, oh girl.
There's just, you have to be careful of these fuck niggas.
There's
because
so
you'll give
much
it up,
out there.
You'll give it up and the next thing you know, you're a trending topic for Black Twitter.
And especially if you're the type who can't handle casual sex, I don't care
don't
what anybody
do
says,
it.
3 weeks into your fake relationship, it is still casual. Like, and that person could very easily, like, especially if you don't even have a relationship set up, like you're just dating and you know you can't handle casual sex, but then you have sex with this nigga a few times and then he doesn't call you back ever. And then you cry into your friends about it and your friends don't give a fuck because why would you sleep with somebody you've only known for 3 weeks?
I've been telling myself that I was going to hold out for the right situation.
Yeah.
You know, just, but for several reasons, not even just because of fuck niggas, because there are so many fuck niggas in the gay community.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's also HIV.
Right.
And herpes and HPV and syphilis and meningitis and like tennis elbow or whatever the fuck
oh,
else.
Oh, girl.
Like,
and girl, you're famous, so you can't just be.
Right. Like, girl, picture me on Jacked and Adam Bradley and shit like that. Like. Bitch, seriously?
You too famous to just be having sex with people all willy-nilly.
It's so sad. I don't even know how to be a hoe.
Oh, God. You poor thing. If only you weren't
the
so well-known.
The other day,
well
I was like, I would really love to just be cuddled with some guy and just watching, like, a horror movie.
Yeah,
right
I was
now.
Really disgusted when you said that.
It wasn't like I said I wanted to, like, be bent over and
I know.
Ringed from the back.
I know. This is why I think something's wrong with me, because the idea of two people sharing affection in that way is so disgusting to me.
You're just jaded.
Is that it?
Maybe.
I just am not interested in anything like that. Like, ugh.
Unless
like, I feel like if, in, right, unless it's Brittany Griner. Okay. I just feel like if some girl was like, oh, baby, let's cuddle and watch a movie or whatever, I would just be like, bitch, but don't you have somewhere to go? Like, a job or your mama's house or your own house? Like, just not with me. And don't touch me. Ugh. God, ugh. I'm just disgusted by all of it. I don't know what's wrong with me.
We're going to pray about it.
Yeah. Well, don't, because I don't want to be fixed. Like, I like my life this way.
Okay.
It is 100% drama free, and that is the way I like it. It is very difficult to be in a lesbian relationship without any drama. Very difficult. Nigh impossible. So,
okay.
I just prefer my life this way.
Sweetie, I say go ahead with this 90 day
rule. If you
feel
like the 90 day rule is working for you, fan. Fantastic.
Stick to it and don't let a nigga tell you otherwise.
Exactly. If a man's like, oh, 90-day rule is too...
Because as we've said before, if he's worth it, he'll stick around.
Right. If he's really interested in you, then I don't think 90 days is going to tear him away. Or maybe he thinks waiting 90 days is stupid and he's going to go away anyway. Either way, you two are not on the same page.
Fine.
So, right. There is plenty of niggas in this world. Your vagina's not going to die because one of them doesn't want to stick around.
Just do your Kegels and make sure that when the time comes, you put it down.
Yeah.
Alrighty, do we have another one?
Yeah, we sure do. So this is from D. And D says, a couple of days ago, I woke up to my mama on the phone with my grandma discussing Instagram. When she got off the phone, she asked me if there was anything I wanted to tell her.
Uh-oh.
I was in shock because I didn't know what I'd done, but apparently my messy ass cousin lied and pretended that I posted a picture on Instagram saying that I was looking for a good man. D is a man. So.
Oh.
So the cousin got on Instagram and said, I'm looking for a good man, like pretended that he said that, like, you know, like he's a homosexual. Anyway, I never posted anything of the sort because other family members follow me as well. She told her mama that shit. And so her mama told another one of my aunts, and it eventually got back to my grandma. Keep in mind that this bitch slash my cousin is in her mid to late 20s and has had countless abortions, but that's a different story.
Well, read your cousin.
Read. My mama proceeded to tell me that gays go to hell and asked me if I was gay several times.
Oh, girl.
My brothers were around, which made it all the more humiliating for me. Yes, I am gay, but I'm not ready to talk about it with my family because I still live with my parents, and the people around me are extremely hateful towards homosexuals. Anyway, instead of my mama asking me about the picture and giving me the benefit of the doubt, she decided to just humiliate me. I think she owes me an apology. What do you guys think?
I think she owes your ass an apology, too.
I don't know.
And I think that your cousin needs her ass whooped.
I think, first of all, you owe your cousin an ass whooping.
Well, he can't because he's a guy.
Oh, I thought that didn't apply to family. You can't fight family?
I'm not going to punch my female family member in the face.
You know what? I take that back, because actually I'm thinking about my cousins and they wouldn't either. But when we were kids, we fought all the time.
Yeah, when we were like little kids. Yeah,
it didn't matter. So yeah. I guess, okay, so you can't fight your cousin, but damn it, she needs it. I think, though, I don't know if your mama, I don't think she tried to humiliate you. I realize that that is what she did, but I don't think that was her intention.
That doesn't mean that she shouldn't apologize.
I think she reacted poorly.
That doesn't mean that
and she should
apologize.
Have taken right. She should have taken some time to consider the situation and talk to you about it privately. But I don't think she tried to humiliate you. And I'm also not sure, like, it didn't, from the letter, it sounded like you haven't told anybody, like not your mama, not your brothers, not anybody that you're gay. So I don't know. Like,
don't resent her for it. Understand that is a reaction that sometimes you get from your family, and
right.
It's rough and it's horrible, but you get through it. Don't resent her for it. She really just wants the best for you, I'm certain.
Right.
But at the same time, I do think that if you feel your feelings were hurt and you were humiliated, you should communicate that to your mother.
Right.
And hopefully she gives you, you know, what it is that you're looking for spiritually. And in the meantime, in between time, you need to find a homegirl or another female family member to whoop your cousin's ass.
Somebody.
To the whitest of the white.
Somebody.
Meat.
Because obviously your cousin was trying to out you, which is dirty enough, but to lie to out you is even worse. Like, she needs multiple ass whoopings for what she did. But I don't know. Like, this is just so, I kind of feel like I went through this same thing when I was in high school. I think I told this story. My parents found my senior yearbook and found where, you know, a girl had written a message to me and they flipped out.
Yeah.
And so I denied it. But this is the thing. Your mother knows that you're gay. She's asking you if you're gay and she's telling you all this stuff. But your mama knows that you're gay. I guarantee it. My parents knew but when they were confronted with it, they just went into shock and they couldn't deal. And that's exactly what your mother did. And maybe your mother is not always going to be like homophobic and not willing to listen or whatever. But for now, that's the advice I give people who live with their parents, to just, if you know they're homophobic and they're going to do something crazy, like kick you out.
Wait until you're out of their goddamn house.
Just ride
it
out.
Wait until you're completely outside of depending on them in any way, shape or form.
So to me.
But if it comes about now, I think that you just going to have to rock it out and do your best in terms of getting through. Because eventually your family, I guarantee, will just be like, ugh, I hate this gay shit, but you're still my son or my grandson,
right,
or whatever.
My brother,
and
or whatever.
I love you and it's fine.
Yeah, that's probably how they're going to react in the end. But I don't really see the point in addressing your mother about it if you're not going to come out at the same time.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see the point in being like, mama, I want you to apologize for what you did because that was really wrong and you didn't even ask me about it before you went off, because it's like talking about the surface problem, but you're not getting to the actual problem. So what's that going to solve? You're still going to walk away knowing that your mama said these hateful things about gay people and that's the way she feels. Like, you're right. Not ready to have that open conversation. I'm not blaming you for that either. But I just feel like, you know, maybe swallow it and take the L on this until you're ready to talk about it with your mama. That's just what I would say.
Right.
Not saying that she was right at all, but if you're not ready to address it, then don't be ready to address any of it.
Yeah.
Come back when you're ready.
And make sure your cousin gets that ass.
Oh, yeah. But find somebody to issue that fade to your cousin. Woo! I wish I could do it.
Right.
Damn, that was so dirty.
Okay, well, let's move forward.
That's, do you want to do another one or?
Is there a, is it a good one?
What does that mean?
Like, is it something juicy?
I mean, yeah, we have one from a girl who, okay.
Just do it.
Yeah, all right, fine. Milani said, I'm writing because there's a dude that I've been sleeping with for about 3 years. It's nothing serious. It's just occasional sex. We've both been in other relationships with other people, but we always end up back in bed with each other. For my birthday weekend, I went out with some of my girls, and after, one of them asked me to drop her off at that dude's house because she was going to go hang out with his brother. The next day, his brother writes on my Facebook status saying that he didn't stay at home that night, meaning that my friend stayed with the dude I'm sleeping with. I don't know what to do. I really want to keep being with him, but the fact that he slept with her damn near in front of my face bothers me. Help.
Shit. So,
Milani girl.
So wait. Does the friend know?
No.
Okay, so the friend doesn't know that she's sleeping with him.
The dick dealer knows.
He knows.
The friend doesn't.
That's her friend.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is a case of a nigga being a nigga.
Exactly.
And doing some raggedy nigga shit.
Black bottom line.
There's no point in confronting your friend, and I think you know that because you didn't even say anything about confronting her because, first of all, she doesn't know that you're sleeping with this man, and secondly, that's not your
boyfriend.
So wait,
why did she say that she was going to go hang out with his brother?
Maybe she's talking to his brother? I don't know. That would be kind of dirty. I just thought about that. Maybe, wait a minute, but that doesn't mean he slept with her either.
I'm a little confused.
Something about this story, something in the milk ain't clean.
Yeah, some questions need to be asked here, girl. Because if you're just going off of the base that, you know, if you're just going off of this whole, oh, well, I wasn't there that
night. Yeah, let's go off the assumption
that somebody here is lying.
Somebody's lying. Something here is not right. Because if your friend was supposed to be with old dude's brother, then why didn't she just go home when old dude wasn't there? Like, why did she stay the night with that boy?
And if she did fuck him,
or maybe she felt like, okay, so let's work under the assumption that the friend was supposed to be seeing the other boy, but didn't, and she slept with, like, this boy that Milani has been sleeping with. I still don't feel like you can really address her about it because she doesn't know about the situation.
And girl, you should not be fighting over no niggas.
Like, never. But this is what happened. Like, I don't understand really why you...
Me and that girl may not fight to my mind. I'm sorry.
What was that?
It was a Spice song.
Do that again?
No, it's all right.
Okay, fine. I don't really get why you're upset because this is not a serious relationship. Like, it's not a relationship at all. Like, you've said
when you continuously fuck somebody for however long, girl, you might as well call it that. You might not have a commitment, but you're going to build emotion to the point where shit like this is going to bother you.
I mean, but that doesn't make it okay. Like, you have been sleeping with
this
man.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying I understand that she feels the kind of way about it because the dick must be good.
I don't get it. So what? The dick is good.
It's he probably puts it down and her eyes roll back.
Okay,
and
there
she's
are millions
like,
of niggas out here who are good at having sex. So what?
That does not mean that people are not going to get fucked or fuck and feel like, whew.
So why continue to have sex with him?
And I think she probably feels especially some kind of way about it because it's her friend.
Okay, but
probably. Because she said they've both been in relationships and they always end up going back and fucking each other. So she probably feels a way about this being her friend. Look, girl, you don't even bother addressing your friend about it, girl. Ain't too much of shit you can say to her about it. If you want to address anybody, you can, I guess, go ahead and address this nigga, but I guarantee he's going to give you a nigga ass response.
Right, like, don't.
And you can't say shit about it because y'all aren't in a relationship. So if you feel some kind of way about continuing to fuck him because he fucked your friend, girl, you better find some other dick somewhere else.
Right.
All those bags going to get in your way.
Like, what can you even say to him? Boo, you're not supposed to have sex with my friend. Like, no, he should not have sex with your friend. That's a dirty nigga thing to do. However, he has no responsibility to you at all because you allowed him to have a casual sexual relationship with you for 3 years. So, I mean, she's saying, like,
that's
help me. And
reason.
Like, she wants to keep sleeping with her.
And fuck buddy shit.
It just doesn't work for so many, even if it works at first. even if both of you are like, we can do this and we're not going to catch feelings.
Somebody
is going to catch feelings. It always happens. And that's why I'm just like,
every time,
y'all, this friends with benefits shit, these situations that y'all have set up, the shit is going to blow up in your face. It always does.
Every time.
And now she wants to keep sleeping with him, but now he slept with her friend and she's grossed out about it.
I don't know why you would want to keep sleeping with him if he slept with your friend.
I don't either. It can't be that good. Like, I'm sorry. I know that y'all enjoy having sex, but it just cannot be that good. Come on now.
Girl, pick up your shit and move on.
That's right. Like, and it sounds like you want to be in a relationship, like, period, and not just necessarily with this man, but just be in a relationship. And maybe in your next situation, you can approach it from that angle. The angle of, you know, I want something more than just casual fucking, because you see now that you are not the type of person built for a casual sexual relationship.
Prime example of what we were trying to tell that young lady about the 90-day rule.
Yes.
And saving yourself from fuck niggas, because the fuck niggas aren't going to be fuck niggas, girl. It's just ingrained in
every
their DNA.
Every damn time. Every damn time. Fuck and there's niggas, nothing you can do. They are everywhere, girl.
They're raised by fuck niggas, or probably there was a fuck nigga that didn't raise them. It's just a cycle. It's a circle.
It's and a it cycle of fucktude. Fuck niggas are actually my read for today. It's just like fuck.
Perfect. Let's go.
Fuckity fuck fuck fuck. So listen, fuck niggas. Can't stand them. I don't like niggas, period. But by niggas, I mean men. And by don't like, I mean am not sexually attracted to. But I cannot stand fuck boys. I really get so annoyed by these men who act like their job is to coach women into being what they want to be. I think that's really what gets on my damn nerves. It's always a nigga talking about, oh, if a girl don't do XYZ, then she can't get wifed. Or if a bitch won't do this, then she this. Or if you don't, you know, cook my breakfast in panties and some heels, then she's worthless.
Today I saw a nigga tell a girl that her opinion on hip hop music was null and void because she was a woman.
See, I get so sick of that shit. Like, if women tweet about sports, then men will be like, go get your ass in the kitchen or this. Like, all the sexist, misogynistic bullshit, girl, I'm so fucking over it. And I'm not taking it anymore. I'm sick of these fuck boys. Do you know what sparked this whole thing? Fucking Joe Budden. Let me tell you what Joe Budden did.
Oh my God, what did he do now?
Other day, Joe Budden got his light-skinned ass on Twitter and tweeted something like, hey ladies, how old would your abortion be?
What?
Like, if you didn't have an abortion, how old would that baby be? Like today?
Didn't your ex-girlfriend not even get a chance to get one? Because you knocked the baby out of her?
How about that? How about Esther couldn't even get, like, through the second trimester because you beat the baby out of her?
Wait, what?
And that's exactly what I said. I said, pretty sure my abortion would be older than Esther's baby.
Oh, he hates you.
He hates me. And like, I don't know, maybe 3,000 people retweeted that. And apparently he went through and blocked every last one of them, because people were telling me today, Joe Budden blocked me for retweeting you. And this, girl, I don't care. This fuckboy bullshit, this fuckboy behavior, we've put up with it long enough. Ladies and free thinking men, it is time to put your feet down. I'm over this bullshit, and I'm not going to be fucking nice about it anymore either. Women have been nice about men being stupid, misogynistic dickheads for way too long, and I'm over it. I'm not doing it no more. I'm not holding your raggedy ass nigger hand. I'm not teaching you no bullshit. I'm not walking you through the basics of being a decent fucking man. Get your shit together and act like you have some goddamn sense, or else I'm going to read the fuck out of you, bitch, and I don't give a fuck about nothing. Nothing. Some fuckboy supreme the other day wrote a blog post about why black women love to be single mothers and what's wrong with why black women do this and blah, blah. You don't even have a goddamn job. You failed the fucking bar exam. You sleep on somebody's couch. Who are you? You were raised by a black single mother. What in the motherfuck is wrong with y'all? I hate you niggas. Like, who? This is the thing about these men. They have no fucking room to talk. It's not Barack Obama getting on Twitter and talking shit about women. It's not, you know, Will Smith or whatever getting on Facebook and talking about how women ain't shit and women need to do this, and you ain't worthy of being married if you're not this. No.
It's
always, right. It's fucking Joe Budden, who is like a 37-year-old rapper and reality TV show star. And it's fucking, you know, niggas who have no jobs, niggas with felonies, Niggas with 7 kids by 10 different bitches. Niggas whose dicks is covered in herpes and candy canes and dots and whatever the fuck else, because they fuck anything walking.
Niggas eating Hershey pies out of the back of Burger King.
Oh my God.
Niggas stacking cardboard boxes up at Office Depot.
Fucking can't. Like, I can't anymore. And I've never been quiet. I've never been soft spoken. I've never been, for lack of a better word, nice about it. I've never been nice about people who are stupid. I don't suffer fools easily. But damn it, I'm over it. Like, I cannot take it anymore. And when I say I'm gonna drag your ass and be done with you, that's exactly what the fuck I'm gonna do. Ladies, I encourage you to join me. We're not having this shit anymore. We don't have to fucking take it. Don't tell women what makes them not good enough to be wives. First of all, who the fuck wants to marry you? You have literally nothing. Like, you bring nothing to the table. What do you bring to the table other than somebody else's kids? Get the whole fuck out of here, bitch. Number one.
You should start.
And number
a hashtag.
Two, let's talk about everything that makes you not worthy to be a husband. Let's do that. How about the fact that you can't even wipe your own ass good? Girl, get the whole fuck. Can't do laundry, can't cook, can't hold down a job, can't mingle with white folks. My mama don't like you. My daddy don't like you. My brother wanna whoop your ass. Everything's wrong with you, nigga. Can't get a good job because you got 7 felonies. Yo, baby mama bringing them 3 badass, snot-nosed ass kids over here all the damn time. I gotta deal. I gotta take you places because you ain't got no fucking car. Girl, there's so much wrong with these niggas who wanna profile everything that's wrong with women. And damn it, I'm calling them out.
We should start a hashtag.
So don't let me, I'm gonna think about it. I don't know what it should be. I haven't really, you just came up with
time.
That. It's a pretty good idea. I'm gonna marinate on that. Mm-hmm. But damn it, ladies, it's time to fight back. We're over it. We're not putting up with your bullshit anymore.
All right.
I'm not tolerating this bullshit anymore.
I don't think any of you share.
Damn it. Okay. I'm sorry. It just goes fired up.
Woo. All right. Well,
I'm good now.
My read for today.
Okay.
I'm actually not. It's like between 3 things. I don't even know. Pick a number 1 through 3.
Okay. I'm going to go with 2.
All right. So my read today is about Aaliyah jokes.
Oh, now, how about I just leave? Like,
here's
I feel this every time you're about to do a read. I'm just like, oh, God, I'm leaving.
Here's the thing.
Because you're so mean.
Ever since Aaliyah died. I won't even say ever since. Maybe a few years after.
Which was a long time ago. That was 2001 that Aaliyah died.
Right. So there are always people on social media. It's always the one person.
Yeah.
Who make some kind of crazy joke about Aaliyah's death.
Yeah.
I've actually seen people do it with Michael Jackson's death. Mm-hmm. I've seen people do it with Whitney Houston's death. I've seen people do it with, what was that? Anna Nicole.
Yeah.
Like, I personally, listen, I understand that you might think it's funny. Different people have different senses of humor. And clearly, I'm sure that joke your ass just told, somebody might think it's funny because you're not the only person who does it.
Right.
However, I personally think that they are absolutely disgusting.
Really?
And when I tell you I talk shit about pretty much everything.
Yeah.
I hate Aaliyah jokes. I just don't understand. Like, she wasn't this horrible, horrible person. It's not like you're making a joke about Osama bin Laden or something.
Right.
But, like, she was, like, you know, a talented woman and seemed like a really nice girl. And she, and even if she was a horrible person, like, I don't see how it's funny to make fun of someone's death. I just don't get it.
So, in the interest of full disclosure, I have done this before.
You made a Aaliyah joke?
I have. I'm not proud of it.
Okay.
But maybe a year or two ago, I think it was the playoffs. No, it couldn't have been the playoffs. But the Jets were playing the New York Jets, which is a football team.
This already sounds bad.
I'm just letting you know.
And I know. Girl, okay.
Anyway, the Jets were having an abysmal season. And I said, Aaliyah's jet is greater than the Jets. Like, use the greater than sign.
Ew.
It was so stank. I know. It was so, I mean, it was accurate, but
if it
was
wasn't
so,
like a joke about someone's death, some of these would actually be funny.
Right. That's the thing. If nobody died, it would be funny, but
it's just, that's the thing for me. And I'm not even shading people who tell the joke. I follow people who tell those jokes all the time. And I just roll my eyes.
I follow people who make Whitney Houston and Michael Jackson jokes. And I hate it so much.
It just, it's like, they're dead. Like, I don't understand. Like, if you lost your mom, your dad, your sister, cousin, whoever, if you lost somebody that you care about and you love, and someone made a joke about the way. Not even about them. Like, because people still to this day will make jokes about Michael Jackson's face or Whitney Houston's
drowning in that tub.
Addiction to drugs.
Yeah.
Even if you made a joke about Aaliyah, one of the outfits she wore or something, that's completely different to me than making a joke about them dying.
Right.
I just feel like it's completely morbid. It's tasteless. I don't get it. I don't understand. The only time I've ever come close to telling a joke about death is the time when Nicki Minaj put out Starships and I tweeted, I was pissed.
Yeah.
And I tweeted like, Jesus, please give us Whitney Houston back and take Nicki Minaj. And 2 minutes later, I felt horrible about
it. Oh, I wouldn't have. No, that's a valid request.
No, because you're basically saying somebody go die. And it's like, it's
still alive.
Yeah, but
you're asking for somebody greater to come back.
No, I felt bad about it. I just don't think death is funny.
No, I mean, it's not. Like, I'm not trying to make excuses for myself or say, oh, it's funny in such and such case. Like, even if you're the type of person to make these jokes, you at least have to acknowledge that it's not, like, this is not cool.
It's in poor taste.
It is in very poor taste. And I don't know. It's not okay. I'll say that.
I don't see it for those kinds of jokes. I don't like them. I'm just speaking for myself, my own personal opinion, bitch. If you don't like it, suck a dick and die.
I don't like them.
I don't like.
I don't like them. I don't know. I feel so many feelings. Like, sometimes they're actually, like, they would be very funny if nothing happened.
Right. It's almost like, remember when I told you about how somebody tweeted that picture and they were like, look, it's a dark-skinned girl going to prom and it was a roach?
Oh, yeah.
And I laughed and then I felt bad. Right. It's almost like that because it's so horrible. But then it's like there's that humor there that you obviously get and you understand the joke and why it would be funny. The only reason why I say that I don't like these jokes is because somebody is dead.
Right.
So I just don't get it.
I get that,
I don't like
but then
it.
Somebody will say something like, you know, what advice would a... Like, what advice would Aaliyah have for, like, young girls today or whatever? And then somebody else would be like, oh, she would tell them to pack light. Like, see, stuff like that. People say stuff like that, and I'm like, oh, God. Like,
because you want to laugh?
Yeah, and I don't want to laugh, but I want to laugh.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
And you know what? It's almost always a Beyonce stand. Because for whatever reason, people always say this shit about, if Aaliyah was still alive,
oh, Beyonce God, don't do that shit.
Like, girl,
people are always asking, like,
first
who
of all,
do I think would be greater of Aaliyah and Beyonce? And I don't. Why? Why
you
do
can't,
that?
First of all, it doesn't even make sense to say what that person would be doing or who they would be better than or whatever if they were alive today. Because you're not Miss Cleo. She couldn't even tell you.
Right.
Like, you're not Raven. You're not psychic, bitch. You have no idea what that person... You don't know. That person might have been, like, 2 years could have gone by and that person could be like, I don't want to be a
right.
musician anymore.
Aaliyah could have completely fallen off or she could have blown the fuck up. Like, it could have gone either way. Who knows?
Look at Lil' Kim.
She could have had a totally normal career.
I guarantee you, if Lil' Kim was to pass away, like, 10 years ago, there would be stans who would say, if Lil' Kim was alive, she
Nicki
would
Minaj wouldn't be
Nicki
shit.
Minaj.
Right. No, she wouldn't.
And it's like, girl, but look at her today, live
no.
and well.
Lil' Kim's here and she's a mess, so.
She's not slaying anything but PayPal's inboxes when these hoes are asking
right,
about
talking about
her
she
album.
Number one on PayPal and shit. Girl, get the fuck. So, I mean, I don't really answer that question because I think it's ridiculous, but sometimes I do have that reaction where I laugh to an inappropriate joke and then I'm like, oh, God, I feel like shit.
Just again, I'm speaking for myself.
No, I agree. And I haven't made jokes like that or comments like that in a long time because they are in poor taste. And I'm not usually like, oh, my goodness, how crude. But even I draw the line somewhere. And I think, you know, drawing the line at people dying a tragic death.
Like
I think
a horrible, tragic
yeah,
death.
I think that's a pretty good place to draw
yeah,
the line.
That's
so
a great
I totally
to
get what you're saying.
Even, I mean, I'm not going to talk, like I said, I
and
talk
okay.
shit about everything all the time.
Ooh, yeah, you do.
The other day, I got on the train with you and I saw a baby in that carriage and I said, ooh, that child
ooh,
is ugly.
Ooh, you talked about that baby so bad.
And you know what? I was dead ass wrong for that.
You
a,
were.
Because she's a child. And then, B, because she wasn't really that ugly.
She wasn't. She kind of looked like she just had a sweet face.
And she was kind of sickening. Remember her mama put that blanket on her and she was
oh,
like,
yeah.
oh, yeah, girl, I'm going
oh,
to
yeah.
Bed.
She was like all torn up. And then her mama put the blanket over her and she was like, girl, this is all I needed. Like, I'm ready for a nap. And you
yeah.
could have did this a long time ago. So
again, I know, you know, I might not be the best person to talk because I say horrible things about people all of the time.
Yeah, you do.
But I just feel like making a joke about someone's death should be just something that's obviously horrible. And if you're going to do, again, some people celebrate dark humor and they think that there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But so if you're going to be one of those people who makes those kinds of jokes, all right, go for it. Do you. But at least acknowledge the fact that it's going to offend a lot of people.
Right. You can't be, I think if you're going to say stuff like that, you can't be surprised when there's backlash because you said something really horrible. So, of course, there's going to be backlash.
Right.
Like, it just makes sense.
Like, don't try to defend it.
Yeah. I actually agree with you. I just know that I have a problem with laughing at some of those jokes. Not most, not a lot, but a few of them make me chuckle and then I feel really guilty. So.
Well, hey.
Oh, well, Jesus still loves me and so does my mom.
At least you didn't jump over a girl's head at the dam.
There's always a silver lining.
So that's our show, girl.
That is our show.
Remember to email us all of your questions and things at asktheread@gmail.com. We've also got a shop up now.
We do. We're accepting pre-orders and everything will ship out around, I think, June 24th is the date.
Okay.
So head over to thisistheread.com and check out some of our apparel and coffee mugs and such as.
They're so cute.
They are. They're adorable.
And you get like little, a little treat.
The first 40 customers do, and we're well past 40, so.
Oh, well, work the read.
Also, we're launching a brand new section of the site. That's basically photos that you guys send of us, of you and your friends listening to and enjoying the read. We got our very first photo today from a guy named Josh, and it's adorable. It's his three friends doing their hair and listening to the show, and I absolutely love it. So we're going to start a gallery on the website. Send us your photos if you want to be added and you want to be on the site for this show. We love hearing back from you guys and getting that kind of feedback.
Can they email those photos to us? Because I just don't want to be tagged on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm sorry. When I said send to us, I mean literally attach it and email it to us at asktheread@gmail.com.
You can submit it on Tumblr, too.
Yeah, or you can submit it on Tumblr. The problem with tagging us in Twitter or Instagram comments is that I'm never going to see that. So
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm never going to see it. So send it to us, Tumblr or email, so we can see your photo and add it to the website. I think that's so fun and so cute. And yes, I love your pictures.
So, hey girl, thanks for listening to the show. Don't forget to stop by our wonderful sponsors, HuluPlus.com/TheRead, for that special deal again. And get into all your favorite shows for free right now.
Thanks for the support, Hulu Plus.
We love you. We love your mom.
We love you guys. We're so glad it's summer.
Hold on. Before we go.
Okay.
Bitch, did you see Melissa Lawrence and how she sicked her two pit bulls on that white bitch?
Yes, I did.
I'm so sorry because that just flew right back into my mind. Melissa Lawrence was arrested because her daughter got shot at like some graduation party by some 16-year-old boy. And they had this white woman go to the ghetto in Providence.
Right.
And in front of her house, trying to ask her about it. And she got so upset, she threw a rock at the cameraman.
Child,
she came at them with a bat. And then she sicked her two pit bulls on that white lady.
On that little camera
and
lady.
And mama had to like punch down the street in her kitten heels.
In her kitten heels.
One of the dogs bit her.
It was a mess. Somebody pointed out that the news station may very well have edited out footage of them like harassing her for a while or them ignoring her saying that, you know, you need to leave or whatever. And I think all that is valid. But under no circumstances is it okay to throw rocks at people and sick your pit bulls on them because one of those dogs bit that lady on the arm.
And that dog will be put down.
And those dogs will be put down. You can bet money on that.
And now you're in jail and you still ain't got no hair.
And your daughter, who they were coming to interview about in the first place, was hospitalized and released the next day. Like, it's not even like the girl
died. When I first read the story and watched that video, I thought that her daughter died.
Right.
So I was like, okay, well, she's grieving, but, you know, that was still wrong. That girl is at home right now nursing her wounds.
Right.
She lost her everlasting blood. Have you ever been chased by a dog, bitch?
I have. It's frightening. It's terrifying. Because dogs can kill you. And it doesn't seem that way, but
they can kill you, especially pit bulls.
Right. They will tear you apart and lick your blood up. They don't give a shit. Dogs are horrible. Like, mean dogs who are out to get you.
I love dogs.
I do, too.
I'm obsessed with them.
But guard dogs, dogs that are trained to fight and hurt niggas.
They will kill you.
Yeah, they will kill you. It's not cute.
When you sick somebody on them, they're like, oh, you want that bitch dead? Okay, girl.
You can't just, no, girl, I don't know what the fuck you were thinking, Miss Lawrence, but sis, when that white woman comes back and sues you for sicking that dog on her and takes your little raggedy ass house and everything in it, I hope you understand that keeping it real can go too far.
Now, next time you'll know to say no comment.
But thank you very much, because that video is fucking hilarious and I watched it about 20 times today. So thank you for acting an ass.
Woo, that came fly out of nowhere. So, that escalated quite quickly, didn't it?
It did.
We'll see you girls next week.
Do not forget to stop by HuluPlus.com/TheRead for that special deal. And I guess that's all.
All right. Bye.
Bye, guys.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.
Hey, y'all, this podcast is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. Everyone knows the holidays can take a toll on your bank account, so if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday treats they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. As for me, I'm very qualified to help y'all learn how to maybe start journaling every day to get your thoughts out and improve your mental health. Or I could teach you how to get on the nerves of every man in a 5-mile radius. I'm an expert at that. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online courses. You can start with a professional layout that fits your brand, upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills, and then tailor your course with the powerful built-in Fluid Engine editor. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content that your audience will love, then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or sell subscriptions. It's up to you. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Just head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/read to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Again, that's squarespace.com/READ. Let them know Kefir and Crystal sent you.